Mark, a big night for you folks at the Grand and the Playhouse on Rodney Square last night with your preview party. Can you share with us some of the highlights?
Sure, I'd be delighted to, Kathy. We have Celtic singer Lorena McKennett. We've got the return of Straight Note Chaser, blues guitarist Buddy Guy, the Manhattan Transfer. Graham Nash will be here in August, as will Bill Maher is coming back to play the Playhouse. We also have Sinbad, the stand-up comic, who has been a favorite at the Grand for many years.
And now you have three venues to book. How did you juggle all of that?
Well, I can't say it doesn't change the process, because it does. One of the reasons that assuming operation of the Playhouse made sense to us here at the Grand is that we're very well positioned geographically to take advantage of national tours. Almost every place is on the way from or to Wilmington, when you consider that there are major metropolitan areas on every side of us. And so this gives touring artists an opportunity to play another venue as they're en route from one major city to another. But we have a challenge in doing that at the Grand, because we have three resident companies, Delaware Symphony Orchestra, Opera Delaware, and First State Ballet Theater. And when you add their seasons to our very ambitious seasons that we do on a regular basis, then quite often, even though there's a national tour that might be available and interested in playing in Wilmington, the Grand might not be open. And now with the Grand and the Playhouse, we double our chances of that being the case. And even though they are two very different theaters, they're almost the exact same size.
So in addition to having Broadway type of shows at the Playhouse, you'll also have musical acts there as well.
That's right. Music and comedy and family and variety acts, all sorts of things. So that's another change in this coming season. Under the previous management from DuPont Company, they certainly did other shows beyond the Broadway shows at the Playhouse, but we're doing significantly more. And we're just testing the waters this year to see what that audience is interested in seeing beyond Broadway and what we can persuade the audience that comes to the Grand to try at the Playhouse.
Also, I've noticed that there's a lot of family programs.
There are several reasons for that. One, there's an audience for it. We've got the Wiggles coming this coming year. We've got Kids Bop coming this summer. We've got a wonderful show that's done all with light called Luma. We've got Clifford the Big Red Dog. So we do a lot of that programming, and we'll be doing that in both of those spaces. Part of that is because there is an audience, but the other part of it is that we're trying to develop the adult audiences of the future. You know, our audience, as all audiences do, continue to age. Sadly, that's true, but unavoidable. And so we want to make sure that there's an opportunity and a cultivation of the audiences of tomorrow, not just for the Grand, but for all arts in all places.
So you folks have a lot of options. You have the Grand Opera House, you have the Playhouse, and you have a smaller venue, Baby Grand, which allows a different type of artist to come to Wilmington.
Yes, we use the Baby Grand as an opportunity to focus on emerging artists, people who aren't necessarily well-known, but who we think have terrific talent that is worthy of being discovered. We have a number of artists coming in the upcoming season that we're really excited about for the Baby Grand, what we call our Live at the Baby Grand series. One is a group that we're bringing back from last year called A Band Called Hannah Lee, little play on words there, and they do, as you might imagine, Peter, Paul, and Mary music. We brought them last year, and they were so successful and so well-received that we're bringing them back. We have a jazz pianist from New York who's going to do a special Valentine's show of jazz love songs, Champion Fulton. Eric Mintel has played for us a number of times in the Baby Grand. He is a jazz pianist and has been here before performing his Charlie Brown Christmas show, but we've asked him to create a brand new thematic show just for us. It's called Eric Mintel Plays TV, and he'll be playing jazz renditions of great TV theme songs and even TV commercial jingles. And then 2015 is the 100th anniversary of the chairman of the board, Francis Albert Sinatra. And we will be showcasing Sean Riley, who's a great, he's not really impersonator, he's really an evoker of Sinatra, who is based here in Wilmington, and he'll be doing a show with a band to celebrate the centennial of Sinatra's birth.
And of special interest to Delaware public media audiences might be a band that they'll hear on Mountain Stage, which we have here. That would be the Punch Brothers.
Yeah, we're very excited that the Punch Brothers are going to be here next year. Chris Teely has been here a number of times in various iterations. He's a fascinating musician, so much curiosity and willingness to explore new dimensions of his instrument, the mandolin. But this is a group that he's had together for about 6 or 7 years now, and they'll be here in December.
And also of interest to our listeners, maybe also who do listen to Mountain Stage and public radio, would be Patty Griffin, fabulous singer-songwriter, and Arla Guthrie. But let's talk about the Grand and the Playhouse. What are you looking forward to moving forward and letting Wilmington and beyond know what a jewel they have here in Wilmington?
Well, the Grand is a jewel, and the Playhouse is a jewel, and in a different way, I think even the Baby Grand is a jewel. These are wonderful venues that are what we call the Grand Experience. And it's more than just the shows on the stage, although the shows are a very important part of it. And these three theaters work with the artist to create a really magical experience. The country singer Kathy Mateo was here once, and she said, "When you sing in this room, the room sings with you." And that's a great quote. We love to evoke that every chance we get, and it's absolutely true. You think about the artists that tour throughout the country, and most of the time they're performing in kind of gray concrete boxes that could be anywhere. But these theaters have personality. They have a character all of their own, and they contribute to the performance, and they're far more attractive to look at when you're standing on the stage, not just because of the beautiful historic restorations of the spaces, but also because you're in the same room with the audience. You can see the faces of the people that you're performing for, and we see it happen night after night after night, where artists will say they're going to play for 95 minutes and they end up playing for 2 hours. They say they're going to play for 2 hours and they end up playing for almost three. And they come off stage and what they say over and over again, "I just didn't want to stop playing. I was having too much fun." And that's a combination of the room and the kinds of audiences that we have here. And also, we treat our artists like fellow human beings instead of commodities. We're not in this to make a buck like some huge barn somewhere. And we're in this to expose these artists to the audiences here and to have those kinds of transformative experiences that only the performing arts can provide.